This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. An aide to Vice President Mike Pence has tested positive for the coronavirus, the second person in the White House complex. Pence spokeswoman Katie Miller tested positive for the virus on Friday. The latest positive test was confirmed by White House spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany, who said that all precautions are being taken to make sure everyone is safe.
All of the recommended guidelines we have for businesses that have essential workers, we're now putting in place here in the White House. So as America reopens safely, the White House is continuing to operate safely.
On Thursday, White House officials confirmed that a member of the military serving as one of President Trump's valets tested positive for the coronavirus. The first known instance where a person who has come in close proximity to the president has tested positive, since several people present at his private Florida club were diagnosed with COVID-19 in early March. The government's latest jobs snapshot reveals the coronavirus's devastating economic impact in the United States. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It's the worst monthly jobs report since records started being kept 72 years ago. 20.5 million jobs lost in April, nearly 14% of all American jobs, erasing nearly all the gains since the Great Recession ended in 2009. 2 months after hitting a 50-year low of 3.5%, the unemployment rate is now 14.7%, the worst since the Great Depression. There are signs the worst of the layoffs are over, since unemployment aid applications have dropped 5 straight weeks, but they're still extraordinarily high, and few economists expect a fast turnaround. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Director General of the World Health Organization on Friday marked the 40th anniversary of the eradication of smallpox, saying the global battle against the devastating disease was a reminder of what's possible when nations come together to fight a common health threat. Speaking in Geneva, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the decisive factor in humanity's victory over smallpox was global solidarity.
That same solidarity built on national unity is needed now more than ever to defeat COVID-19.
Tedros concluded that, like smallpox, the virus was an opportunity to not only fight a single disease, but to change the trajectory of global health and to build a healthier, safer, and fairer world for everyone. Britons stood in silence, and Queen Elizabeth addressed the nation on Friday's 75th anniversary of Victory in Europe Day, although the coronavirus dampened commemorations for the end of World War II on the continent. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Although lockdown measures did prevent some remembrance events taking place, millions around the nation observed a 2-minute silence. Royal Prince Charles's was held outside his family's Balmoral estate, while military jets flew over the United Kingdom's 4 capitals. And Prime Minister Boris Johnson commended, quote, the heroism of countless ordinary people in his online tribute to the millions who fought and lived through the war. The original plans for extensive events to herald VE Day, when Allied forces accepted the unconditional surrender of Nazi Germany, were scaled back after the government banned social gatherings from March. A veterans procession and other events involving crowds were scrapped, but flags and banners still fluttered, and some hosted 1940-style tea parties and sing-alongs at their homes. Elsewhere in Europe, Chancellor Angela Merkel led a wreath-laying ceremony at Germany's Central War Memorial, which honours the victims of war and dictatorship. French President Emmanuel Macron also led a simple ceremony at the foot of the Arc de Triomphe in Paris.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. As the weather warms and coronavirus restrictions are lifted in the United States, will jobs in travel and tourism come back? AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
People in the tourism industry are thinking about the trade-offs that come with reopening. William Gonzalez works in a San Francisco hotel and was laid off in early March along with his wife. He wants to go back to work, but he's concerned for his safety.
If we start work without being tested, all of us are going to get sick sooner or later.
Scott Safford, who runs the Sea Gypsy Inn in Fort Myers Beach, said the spring and summer business disappeared by the end of March. But now
we're starting to climb out of it. The pendulum started to swing back.
I'm Jennifer King.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA. Voice.